It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A Tarrant County judge decided today to move the case of Ethan Couch to adult court. Couch is the teenager who used a so-called affluenza defense in a fatal drunk driving crash. His case will be transferred on his 19th birthday in April. He's currently in jail in downtown Fort Worth and could face up to 120 more days when an adult court judge takes up his case. Riley Shaw is with the Tarrant County Prosecutor's Office.
We have been waiting for this day for the last 2 years, and we're very pleased with the court's ruling.
Sergio Molina, who was a victim in the 2013 crash, was wheeled into the courthouse by his family. He was one of two survivors in attendance, along with relatives of people who were killed. Molina's injuries left him in a wheelchair and only able to communicate with his eyes. His brother, Alex Loomis, says Couch's sentence is nothing compared to the life his brother now faces.
I have not been to my house and seen what we have to change to see every day what we have to do with my brother in order for him to stay stable like this, alive, breathing.
The move today was largely a procedural step. A hearing had already been scheduled when Couch sparked an international manhunt after he and his mother left for Mexico in December. National news media followed the case as U.S. Marshals tracked the Couches to the resort town of Puerto Vallarta. Throughout the saga of Couch's escape and return, one man has appeared over and over to update the hungry media.
Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson.
Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson put investigators on the case this morning.
Sheriff D. Anderson says Tanya Couch will be charged.
One of the lead investigators who's been on this case from the beginning, Tarrant County, Texas Sheriff D. Anderson.
D. Anderson, the sheriff of Tarrant County.
Anderson is also in the middle of a primary challenge as he seeks his fifth and, he says, final term as Tarrant County Sheriff. His challenger is former Dal Worthington Gardens Police Chief Bill Wayburn. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports Wayburn is offering up what is possibly the sheriff's toughest electoral challenge.
Anderson said today he's not in the news for his own benefit. It's because this is the worst case he's had to deal with in 16 years of being sheriff.
I would love not to be here. I would love for this to have never happened. I'd give it all back in a minute if those four people hadn't lost their lives. And there's no way that I'm not going to stay with it, stay on it, do everything I can to make sure justice is served, because 2 years ago, justice was not served.
Anderson is probably best known for helping create the Amber Alert system to find missing children. When the sheriff met his challenger for a debate at WFAA, he pointed to a strong record of achievement. He's credited with bringing fiscal responsibility to the force and refocusing the department on its core mission.
There's not been one scandal. There's not been one negative headline. We run the department $4-5 million under budget every single year. We return money to the taxpayers.
This is the second time that Wayburn has tried to unseat the sheriff. He's amassed a sizable campaign war chest and a host of endorsements, including Chuck Norris and Rick Perry, two former Fort Worth police chiefs, as well as law enforcement associations from Fort Worth, Arlington, and Tarrant County. Wayburn vows to bring bold leadership to the department, one that's focused on outreach to diverse communities.
I've had relationships from everybody from the guy under the bridge to the governor's office. And it's those types of relationships that are going to head off in 2016 our issues of Ferguson's or Baltimore. And that leadership from the top needs to be out there in that community creating those relationships.
Wayburn also said he'd shift focus within the department to take a more active role in combating terrorism.
The FBI has said that they're overwhelmed. Local law enforcement's going to have to stand up and do it. Makes sense to me that the sheriff should be gathering that intelligence. And there's plenty to do out there, and it can be done with everybody's constitutional rights and their privacy in place.
Anderson called that naive. He says running the police department in a small mid-city suburb like Dal Worthington Gardens is a far cry from being sheriff in a county of 2 million. He says that's why he's been endorsed by local officials, including county commissioners and Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price. There's no Democrat running for sheriff, so the winner of this Republican primary will determine who will be sheriff in Tarrant County. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is often used by theater companies to attract and speak to younger audiences because of its story of tragic love between two teenagers. The Dallas Theater Center's current production follows that pattern. The play's been stripped down and made contemporary with torn jeans, pop music, and gunplay. KEI's Jerome Weeks is here to sort out whether this approach really works. Now, Jerome, when it comes to Shakespeare's plays, you said Dallas Theater Center Artistic Director Kevin Moriarty wants to make them accessible to teen audiences by simplifying the language and making things feel contemporary. I'm wondering, is that true with the current Romeo and Juliet?
Actually, this Romeo and Juliet is directed by Joel Farrell. He recently staged a cut-down, hard-edged Othello for Second Thought Theater. But yes, the intention here is still the same, to update Shakespeare's tragedy for young people. Now, the best-known example of that approach, by far, has been film director Baz Luhrmann's delirious movie version, the one starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
A pair of star-crossed lovers take their life.
Let me guess, you hated that film.
I hated it.
Well, whether you hated it or liked it, this may be a surprise. That film is 20 years old. So a lot of the ways we see Shakespeare being updated on stage, rock music and ripped jeans, 9mm semi-automatics instead of swords, these aren't exactly new, they're practically traditions. But given this task, making Romeo and Juliet relevant today, director Farrell turned to Luhrmann's film. He echoes it repeatedly.
Like an homage.
More like quotations. In the film, Romeo hangs out in a pool hall with his buddies. On stage here, same thing, a pool hall. In the film, the young lovers, Romeo and Juliet, get secretly married by Friar Lawrence, and his church has these big neon crosses. Same thing here, although there's only one neon cross. There are maybe a half dozen of these echoes.
Such as?
Well, one of the wildest changes Luhrmann made was turning Romeo's friend, the swaggering Mercutio, into a scene-stealing drag queen. Farrell doesn't go that far, but his Mercutio, given a fairly generic performance by Drew Foster, well, he's certainly flamboyant. At one point, he belts a song, strutting on a pool table, sporting a fuzzy furry boa and a gold Mardi Gras mask.
Sometimes she driveth our soldier's neck, and then drinks he of cutting foreign throats, of breaches, ambushes, Spanish blades, of hell's five-fathom deep, and then a knife from Trinity.
So what's the overall effect of these quotations?
I think they miss the point. To be fair, in his film version, Luhrmann is shooting for the operatic, the grandiose. That's not Farrell's game. He's got more inventively theatrical things in mind, like having audience members sit on stage and join the party in the scene where Romeo and Juliet first meet. But all this can feel like trying too hard, you know, trying to get hip for the kids. I don't think young audiences are enthralled because here's Shakespeare in sneakers. What does engage people at the Theater Center is Farrell's casting of Romeo. Jake Horwitz is terrific. He's endearing and awkward. He's not a typical teen heartthrob. He's more like Jay Baruchel.
That's the guy from Man Seeking Woman on TV.
Yeah, Horowitz has got the same gawky, goofy physicality. This is the famous balcony scene. Romeo brags that Juliet's love alone makes him brave. But listen to the eager, nervous quaver in Horowitz's voice.
Thy kinsmen are no stop to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
Horowitz and Kerry Warren as Juliet, who has a good mix of innocence and feisty spirit, they actually get chuckles in that scene. That's what makes it feel fresh, and that's much harder to do than rearranging seats on stage. Forget the guitars and the chrome-plated gun. Making Romeo and Juliet alive as oblivious, lovesick teenagers, so when they die, we really feel we've lost someone, that's how you engage an audience, young or old.
Thanks, Jerome.
It's a pleasure, Justin.
Romeo and Juliet runs through February 28th at the Kalita Humphreys Theater. Mostly cloudy skies expected later this evening. Should be a low around 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high around 77. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. It's currently 75 degrees in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth, and 74 in Tyler and Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.